You came back for me. I know you said you would, but I live in a world where the government lies to us all the time, and parents lie to children to tell them it's all going to be all right. Even with all the nights we spent together and your tender words, I never thought I'd see you again, unless your company sent you back. But here we are, on a real spaceship, and we've just left my homeworld behind. Not just me, but my family too. I can't believe you arranged for visas and papers for all of us. Now my parents are probably helping my grandmother settle into her cabin, and my sisters must still be watching that smoggy ball of rock grow smaller and smaller from the viewport. Is this where I will sleep? It's such a big cabin. Not as big as the hotel room you had, but I know that this is so much more expensive. Ugh, I hate to think how much this almost have cost you. The fees, the bribes for the government, and then transport for my entire family on this ship. There's so many drawers here, so many places to put clothes, when all I have is what's in this bag. It's all I needed to bring with me. I even left behind all the black market items I used to sell. Not that they were selling all that well. In the last few months, very few people wanted to come to our world. Maybe you know better than I how bad things are, because our government won't tell us, but maybe the rest of the galaxy doesn't care about one tiny, backward little planet. I'll just put my things away now. It won't take long. It's mostly just clothes. I did buy myself a dress for special occasions. Maybe I can wear... Wait a minute. Where are your things? All these other drawers are empty. In your room? This is not our room? How is this not our room? You big stupid head, of course I want to sleep with you. You saved my family and me. Even if you didn't, I like the sex with you. A lot. And I am your girlfriend, no? Even if we have not seen each other for months, I tell my family that it is so. I don't think they believed you were real, even with the money I brought home. But today, when you showed up with the men from the spaceport, they all believed. And I never gave up believing in you. So, we are still boyfriend and girlfriend, yes? You didn't find some fancy girl since me. Maybe someone from other world or from your own world? If so, I understand. I'm nothing special, just silly girl from ugly little world. You have no girlfriend. Liar! I just tell you that I am your girlfriend. For a big fancy businessman, you're not very smart sometimes. But you are very cute, so I forgive you for the lie. But I will not forgive you if you make me sleep in a different room from you. Not when I've waited so long to be in your bed again. Or to be in your arms again. Hey. Mr. Stupid Head. I said I wanted to be in your arms again. Ah, much better. Now I just need to be in your bed again. My family? I told them already you are my boyfriend. My parents knew what happened each night when I didn't come home. They were just glad I came home or didn't just disappear like so many others. Or that I wasn't caught after curfew. Now they are so happy that their family is leaving that world. If you're a goat, they would not mind. They would tell us to make little half-goat grandchildren for them. He always wanted grandkids. My grandmother, she is happy I found a rich man. Maybe you are not rich on your world, well, but you are on ours. Maybe yours too, but everyone from off-world seems rich to me. Grandmother says money is more important than love or sex, but I think it is best to have all three, no? No matter what, my grandmother will still be happy for me. She told me you are like prince from one of her fairy tales. Maybe she is right. You make me feel like princess. And my sisters. Maybe my sisters do not know what we did and what we will do if you are not a big meanie to me and make me sleep all alone. I work hard to keep them sheltered for as long as I could. It is the privilege of big sister to protect her little ones. But maybe they know, or figure it out. It is nothing I am ashamed of, and they are very happy to be off that world too. Maybe they will be happy too if we give them each their own room. This can be the oldest one's room when I move in with you for the rest of the trip. Yes, I am very determined to be in your bed again. And I always get what I want. I wanted you to come back. And you did. I wanted you to save me and my family. And you did. You will find out I can be very persistent. That's how I got in your bed in the first time. So, this will be very long trip if we do not share bed. I guess it will be very long trip if we don't, but it will be much more fun if we sleep together. If we don't, I will pout and become unbearable. You will want to make them turn the ship around. But don't, okay? I don't want to go back or make my family go back, but me sleeping with you is not about that. It's because I love you. You have nice face. You're a nice guy. I would love you just the same if you were just a boy from down the street back home, but maybe it is not such a bad thing that you are from another planet. Because now, neither of us has to live where I came from. Now, we have a future. Speaking of future, Mr. Big Businessman, Mr. Boyfriend, this can be my oldest sister's room. But it can be that later, after I move my things to your cabin. Right now, this room has a bed we can properly use to say hello, like a boyfriend and girlfriend should. I don't know if you brought me soft things to wear when you came back. I mentioned it, but I'm just happy you came back at all. I'm so happy you are taking me with you now. Maybe you thought you shouldn't bring me soft things, like you thought we shouldn't have the same room this time, but it's okay. I was very careful with your money. I spent it only on food and other necessities, such as clothes, and I got bargains on those when I could. I still work the black market, selling what I could to the people that still came to our world, but never my body. I can't say I would never do that again, because I would not let my family go hungry, but it would not be like it was with you. I did use little money on myself. I wanted some soft things for myself, like those brothel girls. Under these boys' clothes, I definitely have girlish things on, but I don't have to tell you. I can show you. See? Such pretty, soft things. I like to wear them because they remind me of the sheets on our bed in the hotel. And that makes me think of you. But now, I don't need them to remind me. because I have you right here, right now, so I can take these off. I have you to make me feel soft and pretty. There is my body as you remembered it. I didn't change at all. I kept myself the same for you. Maybe I grow my hair out, if you like. If you like me that way. Or do you like short, like this? I think you like me no matter my hair or clothes. I like the clothes you are wearing now. Before I saw you, when you tried to dress like local. Or when you wore the suits, like the businessman. But this look is nice on you. Is this what people on other worlds wear when the factories don't just make what they're told? I love you, no matter what you wear. But I like you best with only me on you. So let me help you take off those clothes. I missed your body. We only spent a few days together, but I got to know it so well. And I thought you mine, too. Let's get into this bed, Mr. Boyfriend. The sheets aren't as soft as those at the hotel, but I don't mind. The only thing I really need is you. In my life, and in me. You didn't come back all these light years and spend all that money not to make love to me the first chance we got, did you? I thought not. Well, I'm ready for you. I've been ready since I saw you come into my family's apartment this morning, since you left the hotel for the last time. Since I walked up to you in the market that one day. So, make love to me, Mr. Boyfriend. Oh, I've waited for so long for you to be inside me again. To feel your cock pressed against me and into me like that. I didn't know if it would ever happen again, but but now it is happening. After being separated by light years, we are joined together again, as we were always meant to be. Touch me however you want, kiss me wherever you want, my face, my neck. Make love to me as hard as you want. I want to experience all of you and to share all of me with you. Every time you thrust into me, it makes this moment more real for me. Life is not supposed to be like the fairy tales my grandmother told me, but here you are, my handsome prince. Oh, you taught me so much when we were together before. How to make love, how to feel love again. Ooh, after my first boyfriend, and my world is not one that is kind to weaknesses like love, but you are not from my world. I could love you safely, except for not knowing if you would return. But you did come back, and now we are leaving my world forever. We are leaving its cruel rules and the horrible government behind. Oh, your world must be kinder to love than mine was. It has to be, because you are from it. Mr. Boyfriend, I'm sorry if I moved too fast or too lustfully under you. I cannot contain myself after so many months. I thought of you every night, but could not even touch myself. Because I share room with my sisters, But that means it's all saved up for you now. And it all wants to come out. Oh, please tell me you're coming soon. I've waited months for you. I can maybe wait a few minutes to come. I want us to come together, but if you could come soon, that would be so good for me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I can tell you're close. I'm already there, waiting for you, like I've been waiting for you. Oh, take me over the edge with you, please. Please, Mr. Boyfriend. Please. Please, I want to come with you. Please. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. It feels real now. I dreamed so many times of you coming back and rescuing us, but then I would wake up with this. This is not a dream. A dream could not feel this good. A dream could not feel me like you do. Hold me like you do. I could not love a dream as much as I do you right now. I wish I could stay like this with the entire trip with you, cuddled up against you, but my sisters will wonder where I am, and we will need to change the sheets in this bed so my sister can sleep here. Also, I must move my things to your room. Oh, I mean our room. So, get dressed, Mr. Boyfriend. Here, take your shirt and your pants and... Oh. What? What's this? This pretty little box fell out of your pants. Is this for me? Yeah. You're on your knee. Are your traditions the same as on my world? Here, you open the box for me. I'm sorry if I ruined your surprise, but... Oh. It is a ring. A beautiful ring. Yes. Yes, I will marry you, Mr. Boyfriend. I would have been your girlfriend forever, or your mistress, or whatever you wish, but... Wife works best of all. Do you have family back on your world? We can invite them to the wedding. For me, though, all of my family is already on the ship with us. No? Then that is too bad, but then it means we do not need to wait. I am simple girl and do not need fancy wedding. The captain can marry us once we are far enough into space. He will make me an honest woman right away, and then this trip will turn into honeymoon. And then, just like in my grandmother's fairy tales, we will live happily ever after.